Our church year is ending. Next week, we will proclaim Christ the King, the reign of Christ, the objective of the entire Christian narrative. But as we are always instructed on this next to last Sunday of the liturgical year, that reign will come in with a bang, not a whimper. Luke's gospel for this week is not the most apocalyptic account by far. John and Mark more graphically illustrate the perils that will signal the end of days. In Luke's gospel, Jesus initially predicts an end of days on a much smaller, more immediate scale, the destruction of the temple of Jerusalem. So let's unpack this and see how this passage may relate to our own lives today. We may not like it, we may deny it, we may resist it, but the reality is things are changing. Our world is changing, our lives are changing. Sometimes changes are welcome, but there are days when change brings loss or fear of loss. There are days when our life is forever changed. The world is different, and nothing is like it used to be. You and I know those days. We could tell stories about those days. They are stories about the death of a loved one, the diagnosis, a divorce, the business that failed, the job that was lost. They are stories of dreams and hopes that never came true. These are the days when the temples of our life and world fall. It's not just our individual temples, however. Globally, we read of wars, plagues, famines. Nations have risen against nation, even religion against religion. Security, peace, and diplomacy have given way to fear, violence, and terrorism. Temples are falling everywhere. We all have temples. Some have been given to us, others have been built by ourselves. Sometimes our temples are people, places, values and beliefs, institutions and dreams. Regardless, they are the things that we think structure and order our lives, giving meaning and identity, provide security and stability. At least we think they do, until they fall. In today's gospel, some were speaking about the temple, its beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God. It is what structured their community. It gave identity and meaning. It was the center of Jewish life. Jesus says, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." Jesus just may be speaking about more than just the physical temple in Jerusalem. So what do we do on the day our temple falls? Change has a way of pushing us into the future. Many people will begin looking for signs about the future. What will happen now? What do I do? How do I get through this? If we are not careful, we will soon be living in a future we do not yet have. This is not Jesus' response. When Jesus describes things that will happen, he is not asking us to speculate about the future. He is offering signs that call us to be faithful in the present. Sometimes when our temples fall, we look for a scapegoat, someone to blame or even demonize. We saw great examples of this for the past several months when political ads were running on TV. Democrats and Republicans blamed each other, as did the conservatives and liberals. It seems that society looks for someone or a group who does not think, act, or believe like we do. But that is not Jesus' response. Some people will simply give up and walk away in despair. They can see nothing left. All is lost and the situation is hopeless. This is not Jesus' response. Some will become angry, resentful, and fight back. Others will say this is God's will, or maybe even God's punishment. Many will look for easy answers, quick fixes. Again, these are not Jesus' responses. Jesus' response is just the opposite. Be still. Be quiet. Do not be led astray. Do not allow your life to be controlled or determined by fear. Do not listen to the many voices that would cause you to run and go after them. Endure, he says. Be faithful, steadfast, persevere here and now. Jesus is calling us to be present and faithful in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. If we cannot find God here in our present circumstance, even in the midst of our temple ruins, we will find God nowhere. The place of fallen temples is the place in which God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, declares, "I am about to create new heavens and new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress." These promises are fulfilled through our endurance. By endurance, we gain our lives, our souls. Jesus is calling us to the virtue of stability. We are to remain fully present, faithful, no matter how uncomfortable life may be. In doing so, we discovered that God has always been with us in the changes and chaos of life, in the pain, loss, and disappointment, in the destruction of our temples. With this, stone by stone, God rebuilds our life. Stone by stone, God restores the original beauty of our life and world. Stone by stone, a new temple arises from the rubble. We can all tell the story of the day our temple was destroyed. Too often, however, we believe and live as if that is the end of the story. But it doesn't have to be the end of the story. The greater story is how we discovered God next to us in the temple ruins, and how, stone by stone, God rebuilt what we could not. It is the ongoing story of God recreating life out of loss and ruin, a story of God rejoicing and delighting in his people. This story is the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to you. It is real, sacred, and true. Trust that story. Tell it over and over to yourself. Proclaim it to all you see, and then go live that story. Amen.